Yep, good deal. It's that was something I always thought you might be able to help them out with. So get them all straight in the way, and then eventually, when you say, you know what, I've had enough, I'm gonna just retire, they'll have a solid base.
Yeah. So did you throw that repeater up in Mount Clemens?
No, as usual, stuff happens. I had contractors needed to show up to one of my sites. Somebody called in. Somebody needed us to meet them at another location. We're having problems. We're short-handed. And just no. So I did get it on the bench because I was kind of locked down yesterday, and I went through, got that duplexer tuned up and got everything working and made sure it was ready to go, but I did not get a chance to interface the All-Star to it yet. I'm going to have to come up with some pins. I don't even know if I have them, so I just didn't have time to monkey with it too much. So I mean, I could just go plug it in and leave standalone, but then I'll have to go back and do the rest later, and I figure if I don't do it now, it's going to sit up there and I'm never going to do it.
Yeah, well, by the way, I just bought a bunch more of those Molex pins. So if you need some, I have some. Do you have the connector, the male connector body?